In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. I remember when I was growing up that if you had to run certain errands on a Sunday, you were never quite sure if the store you had to go to would be open. Looking back, it feels like it was a 50-50 chance the shop you needed would either be closed or opened. In the decades before that, most places of business were closed on a Sunday. The United States, as well as some other Western countries, had and still have blue laws to enforce the restrictions of commerce on a Sunday. Of course, a lot of this has now changed. More and more businesses are opened on Sundays. Sundays of what Christians call the Sabbath day is an interesting phenomenon. It would be too simplistic to attribute these changes to the secularization of our culture alone. There are many faithful Christians who spend their Sabbaths differently than Christians from earlier centuries or even earlier decades. Now, we Christians inherited the idea of a Sabbath from our Jewish forebears, a day of rest set apart from the regular work and labor of our lives, a day that was to echo the day of rest that God took after finishing creation. Our Sabbath moved from the Jewish Friday observance to Sunday so that it would correspond with our weekly remembrance and celebration of Jesus' resurrection. But the core idea of it remained the same, a time set aside to refresh our souls and to honor God. Now, Sabbaths appear prominently in the Gospel of Luke. The Gospel is full of moments that take place on the Sabbath and often in the synagogue. We are often told about what Jesus was doing and saying on the Sabbath and how the people responded to his words and actions. Earlier in Luke, in chapter 4, after Jesus has been baptized, after he has been driven into the wilderness to undergo temptation for 40 days and 40 nights, Jesus begins his public ministry by preaching and teaching in the synagogues. One of the first he visits is in his hometown of Nazareth. He enters on the Sabbath and reads from the scroll of the prophet Isaiah. He reads, "The Spirit of the Lord is upon me because he has anointed me to bring good news to the poor. He has sent me to proclaim release to the captives and recovery of sight to the blind, to let the oppressed go free, to proclaim the year of the Lord's favor." Jesus tells the astonished congregation that today this scripture has been fulfilled in your hearing. These words, this good news, would shape the rest of Jesus' life. Indeed, we see them at work today in our gospel reading. A woman has been crippled for 18 years, held captive by evil powers. Jesus does the very thing he said he came to do, to heal, to set free, to restore, to lift up. This woman who received the favor of the Lord immediately is moved to prayer and thanksgiving to God. This miracle, one would think, should be praised by everyone in the community, but that is not the case. The leader of the synagogue does not join in the celebration. He instead begins to admonish the congregation. "How dare they come to be healed on the Sabbath day? This day has been prescribed by God for rest and rest alone. Not work of any kind is to be allowed. If they wish to be healed, that's all well and good, but they must come on another day, not on this holy day." This leader is so focused on keeping the Sabbath, on obeying the law as he interpreted it, that he is unable to see the miracle being performed in front of him. he is unable to see that God's anointed, God's only Son, is standing right before him. So focused is he on the Sabbath that he cannot even begin to imagine something happening outside of the boundaries he envisions around it. Striving so hard to honor God's command to stop and rest, this leader cannot recognize, experience, and embrace the loving work of God happening on this holy day. This is an interesting thing, I think, for us to consider. We who now live in a world so removed from the idea of a Sabbath day. Here we are presented with a man who is so ardent in observing the Sabbath that the very thing he's searching for, God, has become remote and removed from him. For us as a people at large, as a culture in general, who so ardently do not keep the Sabbath, have we achieved the same thing as this synagogue leader? The writer, Wendell Berry, has for years spent a part of his Sundays walking in nature, praying, meditating, and writing what he calls his Sabbath poems. They are a beautiful set of poems collected over many volumes. You can turn to any one of them and find some truth in them, some spark of God in them. Part of what speaks to me about these Sabbath poems is the way in which they are written. Written on a holy day. Written set apart from the rest of the writer's regular week. Written with his mind, heart, and soul pointed towards God, who ordained the keeping of a Sabbath. I think this gives them a quality that reveals the importance of keeping a Sabbath, of why we need to spend time, spend a day, oriented towards God as best we can. When we do that, I think certain truths become revealed to us. Truths like this. This is a selection of Sabbath Poem 10, written in 1991, and it's directed towards God. Loving you has taught me the infinite, longing of the self, to be given away, and the great difficulty of that entire giving. For in love, to give is to receive, and then there is yet more to give. In a world that is so frantic, so busy, the need for a time simply to stop and rest is a great need. Everyone should have some time set apart from the constant moving and chasing of this modern life. But Sabbath is not about rest and relaxation alone. In a world where our minds are constantly distracted, where our hearts are constantly tested, in a world where our communities are becoming more and more divided, Sabbath is needed even more. A time when we can discover that infinite love, that love that has been given and yet gives more and more and more. We have been created by an eternal and loving God. We are called to live our lives in joyful response to that eternal love, to give of ourselves to others, to bring good news to the needy, to declare freedom to those held captive, to help those who have lost their vision see again, to carry the burdens of the oppressed, to love as God loves, to love as we are loved by God. Jesus teaches us that Sabbath is not a prescribed set of observances that must be followed at all costs. Rather, it is a time set aside, dedicated towards God, allowing a person to create that space where they can encounter God. Keep the Sabbath. Keep it holy. Come here and share in the communion of saints. walk in God's creation. Read, write, sing, dance, play with your kids, see your friends. Give of yourself that infinite love that gives and gives and gives. Rest in the knowledge that Jesus died and rose for you and for all of us. Amen.